conference is one of the activities that were agreed to by all parties to conflict in South Sudan with the United Nations in the year 2020, when we signed a comprehensive action plan to end and prevent all 6 grave violations against children in South Sudan. As part of this action plan, a national conference for the protection and prevention of all children in South Sudan had to be called that would be inclusive of civil society, NGOs, and every region, local authorities within South Sudan.
It has been more than 2 years since South Sudan's army and opposition forces signed this comprehensive action plan for the protection of children. How do you assess what has happened in the interim, and how do you describe the situation with children and armed conflict in South Sudan today?
First of all, we have noticed a significant decrease in all 6 grave violations: recruitment and use, killing and maiming, abduction, sexual violence, attacks on schools and hospitals, and denial of humanitarian access, which are the 6 grave violations in South Sudan, used to be one of the 3 highest numbers of violations in the year 2018. But when the revitalized peace agreement was reached, and then a commitment was made to stop and prevent the 6 grave violations by 2020, these numbers have dropped so significantly that, let's say, by last year, they were within, in some cases, 1 or 2 numbers. In other cases, a little bit over like 50 cases in a year on each violation. So there's been a significant decrease. There is clearly political will to stop the recruitment and use of children, as well as try to contain as much as possible the 6 grave violations.
And in the press statement you guys released on the 25th of May, your office said impunity for grave violations against children in South Sudan continues today. And you have just met with President Kiir in this recent visit and other officials. What did you tell them about impunity, and what are they doing about it?
I called on a special project that would assist in stopping impunity and ensuring the correct application of the existing legislation on criminalizing the 6 grave violations. I think the problem was that in the past 3 years, the government did put in place laws criminalizing these 6 grave violations, but we saw very few cases, if any, where perpetrators that were found were actually prosecuted. To that end, I discussed with the president, as well as with the chief of the cabinet, of the ministerial cabinet, and with all the ministers at cabinet level, the need to reinforce the capacity of South Sudan to be able to implement the law. And my suggestion, which was, I think, well received by the president and the cabinet, was to create a child protection expertise focal point within the Ministry of Justice to train prosecutors and oversight the process of implementing the law so that we can see prosecutions taking place.
What needs to happen with urgency to make South Sudan a safe place for children?
What we need is much more both international support and resources for the reintegration of released children from conflict through reintegration centers that need to be created across all the regions of South Sudan. That requires the commitment from both the international community as well as national authorities to create a safe space for children to recover from the plight of armed conflict. There needs to be much more efforts between peace building and education tied to employment of youth in a meaningful way in South Sudan. I want to stress one item. the only road to the development and prosperity, as well as stopping all violations against children in South Sudan, lies in peace. So peace is a prerequisite for everything else in South Sudan.